The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know who you are. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are out in sunny Orlando, Florida again for one night. We'd actually got to come back out here, meet with two people, and in the process, we will be back home again, so the phones will be accessible. But if you'd like to get a hold of us, friends, you know the routine. If you've heard us before, if not, here it is. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio. All the new posts, the videos, and the such will be posted on a daily basis. Actually, more than that.
Yes.
More than that.
More than a daily.
Folks, we're constantly feeding the people across the world, inundating you with the information that's important to us, namely not only telling you the problems, as I always say, but bringing forth the answers. Friends, if you'd like to be on my Facebook as well, please go to my fan page. It is Bradley Dean Double E. My fan page, Bradley Dean Double E. And aside of that, if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, that is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And, well, why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Well, as I consider that, because it is deep, it's because it's such a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Knee deep. Yes.
Actually, probably even head deep.
It's probably... Yeah. Listen, dude, I got a mouthful, so I'll let you go first, okay?
There's something interesting that just came to my attention as I was perusing out there in what's happening in our country.
It's not hard to find either, is it?
No, it's not. There's a lot of stories posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. There's a lot of things happening right now. What I don't want to do is continually beat about, oh, did you hear what they're doing again? Did you hear what they're doing again? So I thought this was just ingenious. And, Bradley, you've wrote an article about this concept before in the past. Mr. O'Keefe, who's been known to go out there and...
James O'Keefe, the activist.
That's right. Yep. Go down for truth and just drill deep and not take what others are giving to him as face value. He's speaking at, I believe it was CPAC or one of those conferences. And he goes, because the Media Matters shows up there.
When was this?
This was just recently. I think it was in the last day or two.
Yep.
The media shows up, and Media Matters is there, of course, because they're a...
George Soros outlet,
A First Amendment outlet, right? It's all about freedom of the press.
Right. According to their
version of freedom of press. And because of the freedom of the press
to lie but not tell the truth.
That's exactly right.
Correct.
Or freedom of the press to promote a certain agenda, maybe that of the gun grabbers.
Sure.
Because they want us to be free, so they want to get guns out of the hands
of
everybody.
The UN is at work, no question about it. Correct.
So O'Keefe is there, and he submits to the Media Matters crowd. He says, I think that we should do this. And I would like the Media Matters crowd, who's here present, thank you for coming. I would like to see you sign a petition. It's an anti-violence petition against all the Hollywood films that are being made right now that promote gun violence.
Yeah, now just hang on before you go any further, okay? Why would you even subject yourself or put yourself in a position like that? Because what I found over the last 12 years of dealing with these criminals, it's shout and shoot.
That's right.
It's shout and shoot. They don't care about the facts. They don't care about the truth. If they did, they would call and ask me.
Yeah.
If they did, I would be on MSNBC. I would be on Piers Morgan's show. I would be on these radical communists, leftists, as you call them, friends, organizations and their outlets asking me what I thought and what the facts were. Mm-hmm. And my thoughts will always line up with the facts.
That's right.
Not outside of that.
And the
law, namely, my friends.
And when they do report, obviously, they'll take a word and they'll construe it. And, you know,
the question was, is why did James subject himself? What was the whole purpose? Was he baited?
I think the purpose that he was doing this was, and it would come as no surprise, but what you're saying is even better, because we need to take it another level. Of course they won't sign a petition saying that Hollywood should have anti-violence, because Hollywood is out there fundraising for this administration. Hollywood is pushing and promoting
to their
things.
To their own demise.
That's right.
To their own demise.
Like they're in a different country or something.
Yeah.
So this violence that they're promoting, we'd like to see Media Matters, if they really care about the topic, which we know that they don't. So I think it's time to stop playing charades. Oh, let's see here. You're making this kind of gesture. This is what you mean.
Yeah.
Media Matters wants your guns. Why? Because they're funded by a global scheme. Obviously, George Soros gave them.
You know what's criminal conduct to these George Soros outlets and these communist outlets? You know what criminal conduct is to them?
I do.
To those that obey the law.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're afraid of being exposed for their crime.
That's right.
And what they do is they accuse you of the very crimes that they themselves are guilty of.
That's right. What they've done, what they've always done, is they've scratched their head all through time. Let's just say for the past 200 and some years in America, we'll speak of specifically. They've realized the great barrier to them is, number one, God's law.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's law promotes and protects those things which they hate, which they're against. They literally are against it. It's within their fibers. All this garbage of all these people endorsing gay marriage, blah, blah, blah. They always have. They've been waiting for their opportunity to do what's illegal.
Yeah.
And now because the people have bought it for some reason, they think, oh, wow, look at what she just did. She's been trying to do this the whole time. That's been the agenda the whole time, is to break the law.
Of course.
You see the abortion day that they have right now.
Let's go back to James O'Keefe. What was your point?
My point with James O'Keefe is he goes to them to flip it on them, which we don't have to flip it on it, to your point. But to flip it on them and say, okay, if you really care about violence, then let's get Hollywood to stop promoting violence.
I think it's a good idea what he did in his position to just show the people what we already knew.
Mm-hmm.
But it just puts more clarity to the fact that you are dealing with criminals, friends. And the reason the American people sit back and allow criminals to speak forth and spew forth their propaganda, that is one of the great wonders of the age.
We're past the point of clarity. We already know what they're doing.
No question about it.
So you make this question, hey, sign an anti-violence pledge. I've got it right here. I want to see you sign it. Get all the cameras going. Of course they won't sign it. And then start just going after them. Do you really care about the people? No, you don't care about the people. You don't care about violence. You care about the agenda and those that are paying for your outlet, which is bought and paid for. There's no freedom of the press there.
Right.
I'm
trying to figure out why these people haven't accused Obama for his lack of Christianity yet. You ever think
about
that?
Because he's a Muslim.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, SonsLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know, it was like when we got on the airplane this morning, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And TSA.
Yeah. Those guys
grabbed a priest, a Catholic priest, and he was frisking him.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you're seeing. That's very symbolic as to what you're seeing with the truth today. The TSA is violating the Fourth Amendment, Article 4 of the Bill of Rights. They're breaking the law, friends. And they grab a priest out of the line, and they start to frisk him up and down.
Yep.
And I'm just thinking, how far will you people go? I know how far they'll go. As far as you let them go.
That's how far they've gone.
That's exactly right.
Yep. That goes back to the point of the last segment to finish it off. They've gone as far as we've allowed them to go. Their objective has never changed. It's always, how do I get rid of this pesky Constitution?
Yeah.
How do I get rid of God? Which you can't.
Well, that's what they're demonizing today, is firstly
exactly.
God,
go
all
right
the way from
it.
The 60s. And then what's the second thing they did? The Constitution. Yeah. So you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. No law, no guilt.
Right.
So what they've done, in essence, they've gotten rid of God. They've allowed, the church has gone hand in glove along with this spirit of the world, is really what it is, 1 John 2.
Yeah.
And what it comes to is they've conformed to the spirit of the world rather than the church in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then America wonders why we are where we're at today.
Yeah.
It's because of lack of Christianity. But back to the point, who are they attacking?
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you who they vilify and demonize. That's their objective right there. They hate law, friends.
Right.
They hate law. And that's what satanic people do. And by the way, a lot of the satanic people I'm talking about, if I was to say you're satanic, no, they'd say I'm a professed Christian.
Yeah.
Sorry to
that's
say
right.
it, but it's a fact. And in the bottom line here is they don't know the documents, they don't know the Word of God, and they don't know the Constitution.
Yeah.
I read the Declaration of Independence 3 times on the airplane today. Incredible stuff.
Yeah.
The parallel that's going on, the similarities. Yeah. Wow, it's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
There's no new way to oppress a people. I mean, it's already been done. There's only one way to oppress
a
people.
Well, King Solomon said that there's nothing new
under
the
sun. That's
Amen.
Right. It comes in different forms, or maybe you have robots and cars and airplanes and telephones.
Different methods, but it's the same God, friends,
right.
that defends you.
Same, and the same spirit behind it trying to take away that God.
Amen.
Love is not fiend. In other words, the fulfilling of the law is to love your neighbor as yourself. And you just brought up love a second ago. If you look at what love truly means in its truth, these Christians that go along professing that they love God, they really are doing what they want to do and expecting God to cover.
And they're okay with people violating his law because they don't understand the sacrifice of Christ.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
And a good picture of this, again, and this is that priest this morning. I saw him with his hands wide up in the air.
Yep.
So here you have symbolically the church. I'm not saying the Catholic Church represents the church, but let's just say this symbolically. The church being frisked by who? A government agency. This is a federal government agency, mind you.
Lawless agencies.
That's exactly what they are. That's exactly what they are. His Fourth Amendment being stripped. Look at the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion. Here it's been flipped around. Now Congress has deemed authority over the First Amendment. Here he is with his arms up saying, what do you want from me, government? It should be the other way around.
Yeah.
And that love that you're talking about, do what thou wilt, shall be the whole of the law, is the satanic scripture.
Do what you wilt.
That's right.
Yeah.
How do you fulfill the law according to Christ? You love your neighbor as yourself.
In other words, do what you want to do. That's
right.
What Hollywood promotes, by the way, friends.
Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law in Satanism. So you can be a good Bible-believing. No, the devils believe, obviously.
Yeah.
A good church-goer.
And tremble.
That's right, and they
Amen.
Tremble because they know the fear of it. They know the conviction of it. But doing what you want is the whole of the law according to satanic scripture. It's, again, diametrically opposed to what the fulfilling of the law is in Christian terms. Loving your neighbor as yourself. You will not suffer sin upon your neighbor. You will not suffer sin upon your nation if you're truly a Christian. You will stand for that which is right. You won't allow it and succumb it. When I saw it this morning, again, this is just a picture-perfect view of this. This priest was smiling and talking to the man.
He looked a little perturbed about it. He did. I was paying attention to him. He did look a little jacked. That's in youth terms, friends, angry.
I'm glad. What I saw when he was coming through was
he was trying to be pious. And, yeah. and I'm not saying that to be demeaning at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he was agitated, and I think he was aggravated with the fact that they picked him out.
Yeah.
But it shows you how far. And, Jake, did I not, again, go through the line and say, can you tell me, look around.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen probably 10 or 15 of these TSA agents.
Yep.
Can you look at one of them and tell me these are normal people? You have to hire a particular people to violate the American people. And, by the way, this is not too far off from what you've seen in Germany, neither, friends.
Yep.
But you're seeing the exact same scenario. You have to hire a particular people to lay their hands on people and violate their rights.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. You have to search them. You have to seek them out. And you have to find them. And you go ahead. You have to profile them, man, because they don't look normal, bro.
No, they don't.
They just don't.
When they talk, the way that they act.
You know, checking girls out, checking guys out, little kids going through, walking around with an authoritative
yes,
attitude.
That's
when
what
it's
I'm
a pretended
about.
Authority.
Yep.
It's an authority, friends, that's been given to them by a pretended administration and a criminal administration. That's really what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to eradicate the law, and what do they use? They use crime to perpetuate their agenda.
That's right.
And they're the ones committing the crimes.
I'd like to give a prime example
of
that.
We're going to stick to the point, though, but go ahead.
This crime issue that you're bringing about, and I posted this on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. The UK, if everybody remembers when Murdoch's outlet out there in the UK got busted for illegal wiretapping and things
from
like
Fox
that.
From Fox News.
That's right. He went out, he's the owner, I think he's like part owner or something like that of Fox, but anyways, he owes a bunch of stuff over in the UK. These papers now, because of these illegal wiretaps, then Parliament gets together, and they start to determine, okay, as a government agency, how are we going to make sure, how are we going to regulate the press? Now, there's such a thing as the freedom of the press. The only time regulation comes in is when you break the law, you go outside of freedom's realm. Freedom is a result, too, folks. It's not an action. It's not an ability. It's not even an environment. Freedom is the result of good choices. In other words, of staying within the confines. But that's how this comes on, is when people break the law, then their freedoms, they submit their freedoms up. They have no more freedoms because they are in lawlessness.
Yeah.
So you hear in the UK, they have the First Amendment right to freedom of the press. That is a very valuable right. We're partially the press. We're media. We're on the radio every single day bringing to you the news, folks. But when media gets hijacked, then who's behind that? You have a government institution, going back to even our first segment, things like Media Matters, where they're being spoon-fed media. This is so important that we don't go outside of the confines of
law. I think maybe freedom of speech is now where two teens that are convicted of rape are sympathized by CNN.
That's what they want?
I think that's freedom.
Is that freedom?
Wait. What about the victim?
Yep.
Oh, the victim has no place in this conversation with CNN today, friends. The two boys that were convicted of rape, a 16-year-old girl, CNN and the state-run media, just to show you how European law is, I'm sorry, lawlessness is coming into play, they're sympathizing for the rapists, not the raped victim.
That's right.
And this is what you're dealing with in this country. And again, friends, it's a great wonder of the day in America why the American people tolerate it. Go to Arlington Cemetery and tell the boys, oh, well, sorry, I'm not going to fight for what you bled, fought, and died to give me.
Yeah. If you take even that... we talked about this last week, or Saturday, on Saturday's show. It's like, you know, one thing, when somebody gives you something, you say, well, you know what, I really don't want that. Thanks anyways. We're talking about something that's been given to us. It's not been given. It's been entrusted to us.
Right.
I mean, liberty is entrusted.
Yep.
And it's entrusted by
it's
what?
It's a gift.
The price was that blood.
Amen.
So it's not something we can reject, or we become twice as guilty when we reject
it. If you reject
liberty.
It, you end up in a different country. If you reject it, you end up in jail for violating the laws that actually are in the confinements of freedom.
Yep.
I mean, you know as well as I do, we've talked about that 15,000 times.
Yep.
But it's interesting, friends, that what's happening today is you're seeing the UN push their agenda further and further and further, and they're using the state-run media to do it. Now, if you were to actually go back and make reference to the laws of freedom of speech, I'm curious. I don't think there would be an outlet out there that wouldn't be being prosecuted for some crime against numerous.
Yep.
I mean, folks, their stories are so outlandish, it sickens me. They should be thrown in jail for what they call freedom of speech. They do not have the freedom to break the law, friends, and yet they lie, they steal, they cheat, they sympathize with the criminal in your country. But who's to blame?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the American people are, again,
whoever
folks,
tolerating.
It's called taking responsibility. Here, get up out of the hotel room this morning. Of course, there is USA Today, without fail, right in front of the door.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? You go downstairs, without fail, there's CNN.
Yeah.
What, do they got some, like, deal going on here, or what is the deal? Or is this real judgment being basically perpetuated against the American people by the Spirit of God? Because he said, listen, I'll be there to do you good, but I'll also be there to judge you if you don't listen to me in the good.
Right.
But in saying that, I opened up the paper, and I knew it. I know no more. I knew that when I opened up this paper, always on the second page. And by the way, I seen this in the airplane. A guy was reading it, so I didn't just like pick it up and then, you know, start reading through the paper. I already know it's propaganda.
Yep.
And friends, propaganda it is, and nothing the less. It just is. But first page. You just turn the first page right over. Got a big picture of President Barack Hussein, the first gay president, hugging two homosexuals, and his wife's on the other end with this big cheese and smile on their face. And it says, pioneers in gay rights revel in progress as the Supremes, listen, take on gay marriage. 60s activists who laid movements, foundations at Stonewall Inn. No, they can't stop now because it's all in the name of love. Friends, it's propaganda, it's unlawfulness, and it's violating who you are. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come back. A new level of evil arising. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20%
20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and or go to my fan page if you would and like it. Downloading some really cool stuff, keeping you updated. You can also go to Sons of Liberty Radio and check out stuff that Jake's constantly posting as well.
Yep. I want to bring up a message actually from that, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I always try to read them all, folks. So this one was, I like your show. I ran across it while searching on Winamp on my new smartphone. My wife made me get rid of my flip phone and step into the 21st century. I personally like to hear you on more local stations. Folks, you can hear us every day on your smartphone. We have a phone app our new website.
And that's how smart they are.
That's right. Yeah. On our new website, I should say a facelifted website. It's still sonsoflibertyradio.com. A little more accessible. You can find the phone app there. Download it on your smartphone. Also, catch us on tunein.com, conservative radio app, and get our weekly email update. More and more people have been responding to that. We're going to keep you in the loop of everything that we're doing, not just talking about, because, again, this isn't talk radio.
They can check out Patriot Update, Jake. Go ahead and share that.
Just today we were posted on Patriot Update. They covered the story about our victory in Boca Raton. More people want to start printing what the victory is. I mean, when you go through
the news pages.
And,
well, hello.
You see, isn't
that's
that our purpose?
That's leadership, right?
That's
what we were talking about on Saturday. All the victories going on across the country concerning Amendment 2, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, friends. Right. People are waking up and they're winning the day and they're saying, no, you're not.
Who's the best leader? He's the one that wins.
Yeah.
So when he wins, you want to put it out there because it encourages others to keep winning.
And nobody said it was going to be easy.
No, that's the truth.
Can I tell a little story? And I'll just leave her name out.
Okay.
But the other day we were having a conference meeting, friends, and we were sitting there and I noticed this girl, she smiled a little bit, and I looked at the bottom of her teeth, and then they're like snaggle tooth a little bit. And I wasn't being mean to her. This is just my sense of humor, friends. And she said, yeah, my teeth got all crooked when my wisdom teeth came in. I said, so when your wisdom teeth came in, it made all the rest of your teeth look stupid.
Oh, that, was,
that is so bad.
Well said.
But that was the first thing that went to, that's the mind of Bradley Dane. I mean, it's just like, well, why don't you just get some braces on there? It only lasts for, you know, a month or two. I think they're really short term now.
Yeah.
And then get your teeth straight.
So if any of you are dentists out there,
yes,
you would like to do that for an endorsement on the Suns, I'm just kidding.
Who am I talking about, though? Do you want to share?
I'll share.
Okay.
Because my wife had wisdom teeth. Wisdom.
I didn't say it.
Wisdom came forth.
Yes, it did.
And made the other teeth crooked.
Stupid looking, yeah.
How does that work?
I have no idea.
I think it works this way. We need to reject the wisdom that the world would give so that we can embrace the smartness that God gives.
See, that's why you're head and shoulders above the rest of us. Now, that was about the stupidest analogy I think I've ever heard of in my life.
That was great.
And friends, when you look at Jake, I think sometimes it really does hurt his feelings. And I'm not trying to hurt his feelings. You know, just this last week.
You can't see me right now.
Speaking of one of our listeners, Tammy out there, that's all I'll say. She was afraid that I was going to say something to her, and I was laughing, going back and forth, texting her. She says, Bradley, she says, I listen to you every morning. And she referred back to the letter that we spoke of. Remember the person called back?
Yep.
And actually they texted us, and they were talking about some things, and I couldn't believe the absolute lack of knowledge on the behalf of people that profess Christianity.
Yep.
I wasn't saying it, Tammy, to condemn. I was saying it to correct. All doctrine is given by God for correction, for reproof, for instructions in righteousness. And if we want to understand the Spirit of Christ, then we better understand that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He only comforts a man that's in righteousness in Jesus Christ, not outside of that. So I didn't say that even as a condemning remark or a way to sit there and belittle or minimize their intelligence. I wasn't saying that for that reason. I was just trying to show you that the stick was crooked by laying a straight one next to it. And by the way, it wasn't my wisdom that corrected that letter. It was God's wisdom. And I want to be conformed to the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. And the way to do that is stand on the Word of God, say, I'm wrong about everything, and you're right about everything, Lord. Amen.
I'm being condemned. I was just reading through Romans this morning. In Romans 5, it says, that as sin hath reigned unto death, that's where death reigns, is when we walk in sin. Even so much more might grace reign through righteousness. Where does grace reign?
Yeah.
And that just puts a different context in grace. We've talked about
it before. Obedience unto righteousness, grace empowered. Righteousness unto holiness, grace empowered.
That's right.
It's all a work of the Holy Ghost, the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Remember when David said in Psalm 51, he said, create in me a new heart, O God, and renew that right spirit within me. Mm-hmm. He said, take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. So who does the regenerating? His Holy Spirit does. He does the work, but we do the obeying.
That's right.
And we do the obeying because of Romans 5:5. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. And how do you know the love of God? Look at the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross, and that's how you receive Him by faith.
That's right.
And go on in obedience to His Word because He died for you.
You know what? And it puts a different meaning on it because grace reigns through righteousness. So what does that show? Grace is an action. It's not a covering. So many times
it's an empowerment to restrain from.
Okay, power that
Webster's
moving.
1828
it's
defined.
Power that's moving.
Yes.
Power that's moving. That's Christ fulfilled to the earth, so that's how we bring him.
And we must persevere. Webster's 1828, yep. Perseverance. Jake,
in,
go ahead.
In your patience.
Bear continuance.
That's right. In your patience, possess your souls. Perseverance means a continuance in grace till preceded by a state of glory.
That's right.
Woohoo! Glory! That was a close one. Hallelujah.
Here, here.
Hallelujah.
Here. Now, let's go to a new level of evil arising, friends. Victor Hugo rightly said, where there is darkness, listen carefully, this is a great quote, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness. Now, friends, we talked about this a while back when Batman first came out, the last one. You know, the Dark Knight Rising. And it's interesting that 24-year-old James Holmes went on a shooting spree in that movie theater. We all know about that, in Aurora, Colorado, and had wounded at least 72 people, killing at least 12. And then Holmes was dressed in military SWAT gear, a bulletproof vest, ballistic helmet, gas mask, and carried at least 4 guns, they state. Okay? Differing stories, friends. Contradictions all over the place with that crime as well. Holmes's hair was painted red, and it had been said that he was reenacting a scene from the 2008 film where the Joker painted his hair red and shot up a hospital. Okay? Cool. All right. I just thought I'd lay that out for you. Billy Kramka, a pre-med student at the University of Colorado Boulder, worked with Mr. Holmes for 3 months last summer. He said that this Holmes, he spent much of his time immersed in the computer, often participating in role-playing online games. Okay. There's my point.
So there's two of them right there. You've got the video games. And
yep.
Right, obviously in the first segment, we were talking about O'Keefe going to Media Matters,
right,
who's trying to disarm America through their First Amendment right, quote unquote. Quote.
Well, Attorney General
break the law, the Second Amendment.
Of Department of Injustice said we need to brainwash the youth.
That's right.
There's a
literally
video out there, folks. As a matter of fact, we'll post it on Sons of Liberty Radio right now for you. Sons of Liberty Radio on Sons of Liberty Facebook. Check it out. And it's interesting because he said it out of his own mouth.
That's right. And so when he's doing that, there's no paying attention to Hollywood, right? No paying attention, no considering that. But here we have James Holmes, who dresses up like a Hollywood figure in one of the most violent movies that I've seen. I don't see a lot of movies, but I saw that particular one, the Batman one. And then he also is on the computer playing games and things like that. What do you think he's playing? I mean, like solitaire or something? Probably not. Probably something with violence. So you have a First Amendment, freedom of speech, okay? Freedom is never given to break the law. It can't be.
That's right.
Then it's called lawlessness.
That's right. Freedom was given to do the right thing.
That's right.
It wasn't to do what you want to do. It was to do what you ought to do.
And even more perfectly than that, freedom is a result. It's not even something you have. It's a result of doing something. What? Doing something right. So if you do something wrong, you don't have freedom. You do something right,
of course,
you have freedom.
That's why you have jails, right?
That's right.
Which are unbiblical as well, friends.
That is true.
Isn't that crazy? Man-made stuff. Yeah.
We need to bring about repentance, not somebody sitting in a cell. That repentance is brought by a change in the heart. How does a change in the heart? When somebody realizes that if I do wrong, there is serious consequence, not I sit in a cell and I live off the dole of the American public.
Do you realize, friends, that every time we point a finger back at the government for their crimes committed,
yep,
do you realize that you're only looking at the reflection in the mirror?
Yeah, what you've allowed.
That's
exactly
right. I'm trying to say it so many different ways without saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But it really is. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the Supreme Court going a little bit to a new level rising of evil, right?
Can I say something to that?
Yeah, you can.
Your mirror? I'm sorry. I don't mean to
cut off.
That was a really good analogy. You said when we look at the mirror. So when I look at the mirror and I see this guy in this mirror with wild hair, or maybe he's losing his hair, I don't go try to grab the mirror and fix the hair.
Here.
I got to fix myself.
Let me say it this way. I know a girl. And she has an acne problem. And so we went out to eat with her a couple times. And we went through McDonald's fast food drive-thru, right?
Oh.
And we went inside as well.
Don't do that.
And she gets this ginormous, I mean ginormous order of French fries. And I walked up to her because I love her, in truth. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. There is your problem right there. It's what you're eating, what you're feeding on. How many conservatives feed on conservative news that make no reference to the answer?
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yep.
Lady, it's like the man that's obese. Don't sit there and wait until the man dies before you bury him and put roses on the top of his piano case casket.
Mm-hmm.
Love him enough to tell him to shut his mouth and put the spoon down and lock the fridge.
Come on, brother. He has an eating disorder.
No, he doesn't.
That's
bureaucracy again.
Yeah.
We love him so much, we're not willing to tell him the truth.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't have an eating disorder. You like to eat. It's called lasciviousness.
Yeah.
It's carnal lust. You like to fill your face. And it's interesting how many people, it's the same thing with drinking, Jake.
Yep.
Same exact thing. Oh, they're alcoholics, man. They're sick. They can't help themselves. Really, can you show me that in the Word of God? Because I can't see it. If I went around telling you people were alcoholics back in the 50s, they would have laughed me out of the house because they didn't create. And by the way, doctors know that is a created diagnosis, friends.
Yep.
It's making a choice. What did Benjamin Rush say? One of the signers of the Declaration, he said, abstention.
Yep.
Stop.
Yep.
That's how you
There's
stop alcoholism.
That's a solution.
It's like the rapist. Well, we need to rehabilitate the rapist. The rapist doesn't want to be rehabilitated. Show him judgment, and once he understands there's a judgment for his crimes, that's what's going to deter him from committing the crime.
That's
Show
right.
him the consequence of the crime. How many school shootings do we have, friends, before we finally figure out it's not the guns, it's the educational scheme? It's the curriculums. It's the UN curriculums. It's the No Child Left Behind. It's the International Baccalaureate. It's the confusion. It's the misinformation. It's the disinformation. They're confused. So what do? They act out what they've been taught. Who does that reflect? Wisdom is justified by your children. Friends, we'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, Jake, you're kind of being the time robber. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I'm stealing time.
You're kind of instigating, agitating.
I don't mean to be an agitator. I don't mean to be an agitator. It's just my gift.
A new level of evil arising, Victor Hugo said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness. Communism! Communists! Folks, listen carefully. Perhaps these are the games, speaking of games, that parents buy for their children, and of course I hope inadvertently, in which the Supreme Court, listen to this, the Supreme Court deemed legal in June of 2011 when they struck down a California law that would be banned, and it would ban selling violent video games to children, stating that games are protected under free speech. Free to teach America's young how to kill. Mm-hmm. Even presidents, by the way, friends. The court's new version of freedom of speech would cause the darkness by allowing children to play current games, which teach our young to kill cops, shoot up schools, and to kill other students in hopes of being rewarded in hell. And after their crimes were committed, like, for example, the Columbine shooters, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, played these type of video games, even using some of their playbook tactics when planning the Columbine shooting. There are also other games that teach our young to steal cars, rape women. This is all free speech, according to the Supreme Court, friends. But it's contrary, and it sets America at war with God. I go on. There are also games that teach our young to steal cars, rape women, and even shoot John F. Kennedy's head off. And you can win $10,000 if you can be the first to do it. Then America is shocked when someone like Holmes acts out the violence he has taught through Hollywood and video games, and innocent people die on the account of it. But no one's willing to take responsibility for it. And if you read Psalm 9:17, friends, it says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." Now what you're seeing through the Supreme Court, you're seeing them lower the law, and therefore nobody's guilty anymore. And here comes the medical industry with their bureaucracy to put your kids on drugs. And you yourself, if you don't agree with what their new ideology is, the ideology of the week, what is it today?
So where is the freedom? Where is the freedom then? After all of this has happened,
everybody loses their freedom.
That's right.
Because there is no law, no point of reference, and there is no judgment to establish righteousness. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if you don't, what do they call a cop, Jake? They call them peace officers. Yep. What do peace officers enforce? The law against what? Crime.
Yep.
So opposite of peace is what? Chaos.
That's right.
And what are you saying? You're saying chaos. And what did the Lord say? He said in Psalm 9, he said, "I am the Lord. I am known by the judgments that I execute."
Right.
What did he say right after that, Jake?
How do you know the Lord?
He said, I will turn that nation into hell that forgets me.
Mm-hmm.
You forget judgment because you make no point of reference? Let me go to the spirituality.
Like,
I had a guy come up to me one time. He was an older man. He was a prophet. He really was a prophet. The boy would read your mail three different ways and throw it up on your head. It's like, okay, get it. You're hearing from the Spirit of Christ here. God has not changed, friends. Man has. And I said to him, I said, "So let me ask you something." I said, "So you're a preacher of righteousness." He was a self-proclaimed preacher of righteousness. And I thought, okay, cool. This is my opportunity to go in the door that he just opened up. And I said, "So you're a preacher of the law unto judgment to establish righteousness so we can know peace," right? God's peace. And he looked at me with this dumbfounded look on his face like, "Duh? What are you talking about?" Well, don't you remember when Jesus in Matthew 23 was actually rebuking and woeing, damning the Pharisees, the religious people of the day, because they left off law, judgment, mercy, faith, and understanding what real love was? And keep in mind, friends, Jesus was a preacher of the circumcision. We are Gentiles. We are preachers of the law to grace. Psalm 19:7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the souls." The moral law of God. The moral law of God is Ten Commandments. And you go to the New Testament, it says in Galatians 3:24, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to drive us, to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." See what the law does? When I read the Ten Commandments, it drives me to Christ and it does no more. If you're a theologian and you understand what I'm talking about, it comes down to the understanding of a little child. The law condemns, the gospel justifies if you believe. And believe is a verb. It's an action word. I act upon what I believe.
That's right.
Do you believe Christ died for your sins? Yep. Then I don't live unto my sins anymore. And I take vengeance, and indignation rises up within me to go after anything that put him on the cross, and namely my sin that I'm guilty of. So why would I want to, after seeing the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, live unto myself if I'm really sorry for my sins that put him on the cross? No, I live unto him who died for me. And so the point is, friends, we need to reinstitute. We need to magnify the laws of the land. It always comes back to this. And that's what a patriot is too, by the way, friends. A patriot means to uphold and to magnify dying laws. See, when you go to the veteran memorials, what did they do? They died magnifying the laws against crimes and against ideologies that the American people are tolerating through this administration today. And shame upon those that are.
And who does that fault lie at, obviously? I just thought of something before. When criminal behavior is exalted in a nation, then obviously you have no more freedom. But when you don't have freedom, you can ask yourself, well, what's the problem? The key is the fact that criminal behavior now has become called the freedom. Now, I just posted a story on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Let me interject. Where justice dies,
yeah.
Listen to me carefully, friends, where justice dies, tyrants rise. Where justice dies, tyrants rise. Keep in mind, this criminal in office today, friends, he was the one that was over in Europe before he was elected the president of the United States. He was over there, and we got the audio back at the office, which we can play for you on Wednesday probably. But in saying that, if you call in and request it, we'll pull it up for you. But in saying that, he was over in Europe saying that there's no other way outside of a new world order. Now, who started talking this vernacular, this new world order talk? Well, it was brought up with George Bush over 212 times from the presidential pulpit back in the 90s and the 80s, friends, right after Reagan. So you need to keep in mind that these guys are all, they are hand in glove. But I want to tell you, Scripture says, though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished. My Bible tells me that my Father will disannul the covenant of hell. He always has. Look at history, friends. What happens to tyrants? Millions die before they wake up to the fact that they shouldn't have departed from God. And what happens? Countries are destroyed. They get rid of the tyrants, and then they start all over again.
That's right.
Friends, we don't need to go down that path. America's too young to die. We're 235 years old, and we can go on. Now, I'm looking for, and I'm asking the Lord to give our posterity five generations down the road. I'm not just trying to save my own butt or try to save just my children. I'm talking about your posterity, too, friends, and we need your help to reach them.
That's right. You know, right now, I'm reading this topic of this report that we just posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Conservative Christian speaker stands up to religious bigotry and wins. I want to see more titles like that. I want to see more headlines made like that. Why? Because it puts the crown back on Christ. The crown is not on Christ in defeat. That's a different Christ. That's a Christ that the world speaks of, that they think he's this pallid, weak, little, small-minded person. That's not Christ at all. The Christ that I serve is the living Christ, and that's the Christ that we serve at the Sons of Liberty. We need your help to continue to bring headlines like this. And every time that you do so into this, know when we get a headline like this, we have... Yeah, that's right. This is the second time. This is the second time already in these ventures that we go out and we do schools and we do our assembly programs to the next generation. We're bringing victory, and that comes at account of you. So, number one, we thank you for your support, all of you that have supported. For those of you that haven't yet, you didn't even realize that you could, there's a lot of easy ways to support us. And there's also incentives, too, where you get different DVDs of ours, like the My War DVD series that's been acclaimed. It's been in movie theaters. We've had it premiered. We've played it on the television. And it's something that people are buzzing about all around the country. You can also get a silver dollar today when you donate $100. All of these options are on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a banner on the left side that says support our cause for justice. Also, check out the website itself because we have a lot of products as well. All of that goes towards making more headlines like conservative Christian speaker stands up to religious bigotry and wins. Read that outlet, folks. That's a victory to your account, not just ours. And we thank you for your support.
We're in this together.
That's right.
And people, we need to keep in mind we're in this together, and we're not begging for money. Listen, we're not asking you to support us in our endeavors to support us. We're asking you to support the people that we're going to while we do the works. We're the servants. Jesus said rightly, he said, we didn't come to be ministered unto. I came to minister unto. And we are servants as unto the Most High God, and that's exactly what we're doing. Again, friends, if you'd like to come down at the office at any time, please just give us a heads up if you're coming from out of state because we don't want to miss you. But we have people come down to the studios in Minnesota constantly, several times even being on live radio or doing live radio. All of a sudden, we'll be looking up and there's someone we don't know. But then we go out and we find out they've even come from Switzerland.
Yes, they came from Sweden.
Yes, Sweden. Sorry, we were talking about the guns. Sorry about that. But again, friends, if you'd like to be a part of what's going on, please do. We need the support so we can get and bring about resolve, talking about your posterity as well as mine. We can do this, friends. We've got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.